Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Raising Little Readers by Shalane Ramsahoy is a parent-focused early literacy guide concerned with preschool reading development before formal schooling becomes the main influence. Ramsahoy writes from the perspective of a speech-language pathologist with more than 25 years of experience supporting communication development, which positions the book within the practical parenting and early childhood education genre rather than as a narrow academic text. Its purpose is to help parents, caregivers, and educators understand how young children become ready for reading through language exposure, shared attention, vocabulary growth, and positive experiences with books. The available information presents the book as accessible and encouraging, with an emphasis on building a home environment where reading is familiar, enjoyable, and developmentally appropriate, rather than treating preschool literacy as early test preparation. It appears to frame reading success as the result of consistent adult interaction, meaningful conversation, and repeated engagement with stories, sounds, and print. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, speech-language pathology as the foundation for early reading guidance. A defining feature of Raising Little Readers is that its advice is shaped by Shalane Ramsahoy's professional background in speech-language pathology. This matters because preschool reading does not begin with decoding words on a page. It begins with oral language, listening, turn-taking, comprehension, vocabulary, and the ability to connect spoken words with meaning. A speech-language pathologist is trained to notice these underlying communication skills, but the book can approach reading readiness through the broader development of language rather than through isolated alphabet practice alone. This perspective is especially useful for parents who may assume that reading instruction starts only when a child begins school. By emphasizing early language and literacy together, the book encourages adults to see everyday speech, story sharing, and responsive interaction as part of the reading pathway. The practical implication is that parents are not merely helping a child memorize letters. They are strengthening the communication base that later supports print awareness, story understanding, and confident participation in literacy activities. Secondly, creating a literacy-rich preschool environment at home. The book is positioned around the idea that parents and caregivers can shape preschool reading success by making literacy a visible and ordinary part of daily life. A literacy-rich environment does not require advanced materials or formal lessons. It depends on regular access to books, adult modeling of reading, conversation about stories, and repeated opportunities for children to notice words, pictures, and meaning. This approach is important because preschoolers learn through familiarity, imitation, and interaction. When books are treated as a normal part of home life, children are more likely to associate reading with attention, comfort, curiosity, and communication. The book appears to encourage this kind of practical home-based support rather than presenting reading as a task reserved for teachers. The reasoning is developmentally sound. Before children become independent readers, they need many experiences of being read to, hearing varied vocabulary, asking questions, and connecting language to real experiences. A home environment that supports those habits can reduce the gap between casual exposure to books and formal literacy instruction. Thirdly, the adult role in turning everyday interaction into reading preparation. Raising Little Readers appears to place strong emphasis on the active role of adults in preschool literacy. Parents, caregivers, and early childhood educators are not passive providers of books. They guide attention, model language, invite responses, and help children make meaning. This is a practical distinction. A child may enjoy looking at pictures alone, but adult interaction can deepen the experience by adding words, questions, explanations, and connections to daily life. Such interaction helps children practice listening, prediction, memory, and expressive language, all of which support later reading comprehension. The book is valuable in this respect because it treats literacy preparation as something embedded in ordinary routines rather than as a separate academic program. Reading a sign, naming objects, discussing a picture, or rereading a favorite story can all contribute to early literacy when an adult responds thoughtfully. The underlying message is that consistent, responsive engagement matters more than occasional intensive instruction. For families, this makes reading preparation more realistic because it can be woven into small moments throughout the day. Fourthly, building motivation and enjoyment alongside foundational skills. The available descriptions of Raising Little Readers emphasize nurturing a love of reading, which gives the book a balanced place in the early literacy category. Preschool reading success is not only about acquiring skills before kindergarten. It also depends on whether children experience books as interesting, safe, and socially rewarding. If reading is introduced mainly as pressure or correction, young children may comply briefly but fail to develop curiosity or persistence. By contrast, enjoyable shared reading can build attention span, vocabulary, narrative understanding, and motivation at the same time. This focus is significant because many parents worry about whether their child is ahead or behind, and may unintentionally make reading feel evaluative. Ramsahoy approach, as described, appears to redirect attention toward enthusiasm and developmental readiness. The reasoning is that preschoolers learn best when adults combine structure with warmth. Foundational skills such as listening, word knowledge, print familiarity, and story comprehension are more likely to grow when children want to return to books repeatedly. Enjoyment therefore functions as a mechanism for sustained practice, not as a separate optional benefit. Lastly, practical accessibility for families without turning the book into a rigid curriculum. Raising Little Readers is described as practical and parent-friendly, which suggests that its main value lies in translating professional insight into usable guidance. This distinguishes it from more technical early reading resources that may focus heavily on research terminology, classroom assessment, or structured intervention programs. For many families, the challenge is not a lack of concern but uncertainty about what to do at home before formal instruction begins. A guide written for parents can reduce that uncertainty by explaining the importance of language development, book exposure, and early literacy routines in accessible terms. At the same time, the available information does not indicate that the book presents a detailed curriculum or named instructional sequence. That limitation is worth noting because readers seeking a highly systematic phonics program or clinical intervention manual may need a different resource. Its likely strength is broader, helping adults understand their influence and adopt developmentally appropriate habits. In that role, the book functions as a bridge between professional knowledge and everyday caregiving practice, especially for preschool-age children. In conclusion, Raising Little Readers is best suited for parents of preschool children, caregivers, and early childhood educators who want a practical orientation to reading readiness without beginning from a formal teaching background. Its benefits are both practical and conceptual. Practically, it helps adults think about how daily routines, shared books, conversation, and a supportive home environment contribute to later reading confidence. Conceptually, it reframes reading success as an outgrowth of early language development, rather than a single skill that appears when school starts. That framing is especially useful for families who ought to support literacy but are unsure how to do so in a developmentally appropriate way. Compared with many early reading books, its distinctive feature is the author perspective as an experienced speech-language pathologist. That gives the guide a communication-centered emphasis, connecting vocabulary, listening, interaction, and reading motivation. It may not be the first choice for readers looking for a scripted curriculum or a technical intervention model based on the available descriptions. Its value is more in accessible guidance, professional reassurance, and a clear focus on preschool foundations. In its category, it stands out as a parent-oriented bridge between early language expertise and the everyday work of raising children who are comfortable with books. If you would like to support Shelyn Ramsahoy, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.